Preliminary statement. Several scholars at Andrews University have asked Donald K. Short and Robert J. Whelan to donate, or to will, to the Heritage Library, their files of 1888-related correspondence of the last half-century. We have preferred to release that correspondence now, rather than wait until we die, if die we must. Rather than leave our files, where only a few can see them in context, and possibly misuse or misrepresent source material, we chose to release the entire file of correspondence with the General Conference pro and con, photostatically reproduced, totally unedited. This collection was published in February, 1993, and copies sent to the General Conference President and others. At this date, July 2001, the edition is exhausted. A copy is probably available at most of our larger denominational libraries. Rather than reprint it, 303 pages, we have chosen to reproduce here, with the original 36-page summary, due to retypesetting now expanded to 42 pages, of the history from 1950 on. For the attention of those readers who would like to know what were and are the issues back of the writing of 1888 re-examined. If there should be a large enough demand for the reprinting of the entire book, Faith on Trial, we would not object. In releasing this material to the Adventist public, we expose ourselves to the judgment of our contemporaries. Some of our early letters demonstrate the zeal and exuberance of youth. But the thoughtful reader will judge them in the context of the entire history. Our decision to release this material is entirely our own, and has no connection with any other individuals or committee. In particular, this is not a publication of the 1888 Message Study Committee. The two of us alone bear responsibility. Readers would be a blessing to us if they would contact us and show wherein they sincerely believe we are. We believe our loyalty to leadership, and to the principles of church organization, is repeatedly demonstrated in the history of the past half century. We have always been respectful to leaders, who we believe are the anointed of the Lord, even though we believe they at times have seriously misunderstood the 1888 message and history, and have at times unfairly judged our efforts to bring this to their attention. The initial issue, which prompted our first letter to the officers of the General Conference, at the 1950 General Conference session, reproduced at the end of this document, was the reality of Baal worship in our midst. The idea that we could be confused by a false Christ in place of the true one, has been resisted by General Conference leadership. Nevertheless, there is clear testimony from Ellen White that as a consequence of our corporate rejection, in a great degree of the 1888 message, Baal worship would enter in among us. In Adventists Affirm, of spring 1993, Dr. Mervyn Maxwell tells of his being annoyed and stunned as a committee member when he first heard us present this to General Conference brethren. Before his death, he published the article in which he repented of being so annoyed and frankly recognized the reality of Ellen White's prediction of Baal worship infiltrating our ranks. This matter of Baal worship is the central issue, and has been all this half century. Was Ellen White right, or was she wrong? As a reader and loyal church member, you have the duty of thoughtful study. Jesus said, "Judge righteous judgment." Donald K. Short and Robert J. Wieland.